Hello, sir. My name is Carlos. We're just conducting a survey to help us better understand what's most important to people across a variety of topics. Now, we're thinking about the direction in which the country is headed. And generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, sir, we're thinking about the issues are most important to you. How important would you say each of these issues it is to you? On a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means it's not important issue to you at all, and 10 means it's very important issue to you. K-12 education, how important is that issue for you? Which number?
Two.
Thank you. And racism and discrimination?
8.
In crime and violence?
8.
Reproductive freedom?
5.
And abortion rights?
5.
Climate change?
1.
And jobs and wages?
8.
And inflation and cost of living? Which number?
10.
Healthcare?
10.
And democracy?
8.
Immigration?
10.
And voting rights?
8.
And criminal justice reform?
10.
And student loan debt?
6.
Six. Thank you, sir. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands right now, sir, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on the scale from 0 to 10? 10 means you're extremely likely, and 0 means you're not likely at all to go and to vote.
8.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, what is your race? A white Caucasian, black African American, American Indian, Asian?
What was that?
Now, what is your race? Is it white Caucasian, black African American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander?
I'm black.
Thank you, sir. And very kind of you again for taking the time. Sir, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
No, I'm registered. I've been voting since 1996, my man.
Excellent. Do you think yourself as a male or female or something else?
I'm a male, biological.
Not just this, sir. You know, by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence. But, sir, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
1977.
Thank you. Now, moving right along. What is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received? High school, some college, associate degree?
Two years college, associate degree.
Yeah. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, but how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues to matters to you, from 0 to 10? 0 means no power at all, and 10 means a lot of power.
7.
And how about the black community? How much power do you think their vote has to make changes on issues that matters most to the community?
3.
Thank you. And please rate your feelings towards some people or organizations and issues on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. And if you have no opinion or never heard of each person or organization, let me know, okay? How about 10? Sure. Walls from 0 to 10?
5.
And Raphael Warnock?
About 6.
Okay. And how about John Ossoff? I think I believe that's how you pronounce that.
Yeah, Ossoff. Ossoff is 7.
Okay. Which number?
7.
Okay. And Brian Kemp?
7.
And Brad Rapids Perger?
About 3.
And J.D. Vance?
About 5.
And Andre Dickens?
Andre Dickens, about 8.
8. Thank you, sir. Okay, sir. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided, or do not plan to vote?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, undecided, or do not plan to vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. And if you have to choose, from who would you vote? Do you lean towards any of them, or are you still undecided?
Undecided.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump?
I voted other.
Oh, you voted other. Okay. Joe's, we got here, Joe Jorgensen and Howie Hodgkins, or other. Is Joe other? Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Okay, thank you. And some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
That's a difficult question, but let's say moderate.
A small difference?
Yeah, a small difference.
A small difference. Thank you, sir. I know it's not right or wrong answer. Sometimes the answer is more complicated than just a no, you know. But I appreciate your patience, sir. Yeah, I really do. Now, the list is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, can you please indicate how much you believe that each person or persons or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country? From 0 to 10. 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. If 5 means that you're not sure. And 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. Now, any number from 0 to 10. How about your local mayor? Which number?
6.
Okay. And Democrats and the U.S. in Congress?
5 or 7.
And COVID-19 recovery?
6.
Yeah. And black voters? Which number?
You said, what was that?
Black voters?
7.
Good. And Vice President Harris?
How to feel about her?
No. The question is... That
How good of a job she did?
No, the question is, do you think that Kamala Harris have prevented the progress that you thought you should have happened by now?
No.
0 to 10. You think... 0 means certainly did not prevent progress. 5 means not sure. And 10 means certainly prevented progress from happening. Do you think...
She prevented?
Yeah. Do you think that Vice President Kamala Harris...
7.
7? Okay. And how about Democrats and the Georgia General Assembly from 0 to 10?
Maybe about a 3.
Okay. Thank you. Now, moving right along, below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please, sir, can you indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or people in your network to vote? From 0 to 10, with 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, 5 means not sure, and 0 means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. Any number from 0 to 10. Now, because we demanded funds for the HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan, invested over $2.7 billion in historical black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief, 2 grants, debt discharge, and other aid. Which number for 0 to 10? How will that motivate you?
Okay. 2.
And because we protested together, this administration has banned the no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. when state prosecutors failed federal hate crimes laws, were used to convict the murderers of Hama Arbery and Breonna Taylor from 0 to 10.
One.
And Blackwater says should recognize the progress that has been made towards college, towards collective black power. While there's still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue to the path for future progress from 0 to 10.
One.
And because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fair credit practices. From 0 to 10, how will that motivate you to go to vote?
Two.
Okay. And because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 50 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. So for 0 to 10, which number?
One.
Thank you, sir. And so, thanks for your response so far. But I want to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Can you please answer based on what you know right now, or how you feel right now? No matter how frequently you vote on elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matters to you? From 0 to 10.
All right. So 0 is the greatest, right?
0 is that you feel your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that you feel that your vote has a lot of power.
All right. I'll say about 4.
Okay. And the black community, how much power do you think their vote has to make changes and issues that matter most to your community? From 0 to 3. Okay, thank you. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local office in 2024. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances for you to vote on that one from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay, thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten worse? I got much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?